I'm joined by Peter Beaumont, who's at the pro-Morsi rally outside the Presidential Palace. Peter, what's the scene?
It's quite a large demonstration. I mean, I've just driven past a whole bunch of buses parked all the way down the road. I mean, there was a full Muslim Brotherhood mobilisation from noon yesterday in support of this decree. People have been bussed in from governorates all over the country. I mean, where I am, I can see sort of flags and hear people chanting the people support the president's decree. The other thing I'm hearing is, I mean, there have been anti-Morsi demonstrations in various parts of the country. The places I've heard of so far are Alexandria, Suez, Port Said, Mahalla, and people are gathering. I just drove past Tahrir Square on the way here, and people are already beginning to gather in Tahrir Square for the demonstration against this decree there.
But where you are, that's a long way from Tahrir Square, is it? So the chances...
It's about 20 minutes by car, so yes, it's way apart. But I have to say, I mean, we've just been hearing on the radio reports already of clashes in Suez, in Arbain Square, between pro and anti-Morsi demonstrators. And there were some clashes last night around Mohammed Mahmoud in Cairo, where we've had these demonstrations going on for, small demonstrations, but they're going on for the best part of a week now, which have been calling for accountability for officials involved in the killings during the revolution. Now, you have to remember that one of the things that the Morsi decree does is it actually goes after some of those people who've managed to get away with quite a high degree of impunity. But it's what the rest of the decree implies, and that is this kind of concentration of power, both executive, legislative, and now judicial power in the figure of the president.
Now, how sizable and enthusiastic is the crowd in front of you?
The crowd here is pretty large. I mean, it's hard to tell how many people there are because I'm on a straight highway that's sort of going past the walls of the palace down. But I mean, judging by the number of buses, I mean, they've got out quite a large number of people.
Do you get a sense that anger is spilling over on this?
There is a lot of anger. I mean, you certainly sort of talking to people and, monitoring the social media and reading the papers. I mean, since yesterday, I mean, there clearly is a much greater polarisation in sort of on the Egyptian political scene between the Brotherhood and, people representing the other political groups. I mean, the wiser and more cautious analysts are saying is that, some of the things that Morsi was trying to do were necessary. I mean, the judiciary and the person of the chief prosecutor, he was a throwback to the Mubarak era, and there was a sense that this logjam did need to be moved in some way or other. But, I mean, what people are reporting is the way in which it's been done, which is a sort of sledgehammer approach to pushing through the constitution and also managing to try and deal with these issues of prosecuting people involved in killings.
You were reporting on the negotiations over the Gaza ceasefire. There's a conspiracy doing the rounds that Americans will sort of turn their backs on this Morsi power grab in return for his role as peace broker. Did you get a sense of that at all?
No, but then I don't really deal in conspiracy theories.
Indulge us.
Indulge you? No, I've seen no evidence of it so far. If there is evidence, I haven't seen it. I mean, there is of course the coincidence of timing, but I mean, until I actually see something that says to me that that's the case, I think I'm going to withhold judgment on that.
Okay, Peter. Thanks a lot.
Cheers.